All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, if you'll hold still, I'm going to prick you with a syringe.
Oh, ow. Ow. Okay.
I used they don't make them anymore, but I went down to American Science and Surplus and got the extra thick needles from like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest times.
Oh, yeah, like a horse needle. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wide enough, the aperture of the needle is wide enough that it actually leaves like a disc of skin between the needle. It's essentially
Fun.
like punching a hole, like a hole punch.
Yeah.
So you got a pretty big wound there, and we'll stitch you up after this.
Think
But
I see bone.
the so I sucks for you. I realized we've been doing this show for a long time. I don't know your blood type.
Oh, really? Yeah,
Like, it
well.
seems like it might be important at some point, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Like, what if we get into a podcasting accident? Like, you lose a lot of blood,
As
from
of
like a
like right
needle or
now, out of
something.
this hole, yeah.
Yeah, and you need a blood transfusion. And I don't know what type it is.
Yeah. Did you need to fill one of those big IKEA blue bags with all my blood?
I mean, I need to be sure. I'm not
Okay.
actually a phlebotomist,
Oh,
so
okay.
I needed to. And also, if I'm going to figure out the type, I figure out, if I just have a little bit of it, I might not get the whole type. But if I have a big thing, I assume it's going to be like tomato soup with vegetable soup noodles in it, and it'll just tell me the type. I'll just stir like a magic eight ball until some letters come up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm getting pretty lightheaded, so I think you better run the step. Like, I know the answer.
But here,
You could have
let me
just
take
asked me.
my second syringe and put some orange juice directly into you,
Okay. Yeah.
so you're not lightheaded.
Let me open
Yeah,
my mouth here.
they're no, in the hole that I made before.
Oh.
And there's some cookie chunks in there as well, just to give you the
Okay.
whole blood drawing experience.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah,
Ow. Wow. That orange juice really stings, Gary.
chips ahoy. Okay.
I love that the name of that snack is a warning.
For sailors. The Admiral Cookie Puss, his apocalypse log that you find buried with his treasure. Just so I'm gonna stir this IKEA bag full of your blood real quick and see if I can figure out your blood type.
Okay.
Okay.
Again, I assure you, I could have told you this, but
Well, I know.
okay.
But maybe you don't know who has perfect self-knowledge, Maybe it's
I've got
changed.
a
Maybe it's
card.
digivolved.
I've got a card in my wallet.
A card is not perfect self-knowledge, dude. My driver's license says my eyes are hazel. So let's stir this thing. Oh, some like letters are coming up to the top.
That shouldn't happen.
So it says blood, we know. I guess we have to keep stirring here.
Okay. I'm gonna be sitting on the Shea lounge over here.
Do you need more orange juice?
No, I'm fine. I think there's still just like a bolus of this orange juice like in my muscle.
I'll let you take it up your butt. Like,
Yeah.
as long as you don't drink it, you
Yeah,
have as
weren't
much
you
as you
sensitive?
want.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, as much as you do, as long as you don't drink it, this is Wishmaster reporting for duty. You get as much orange juice as you want as long as you don't drink it. Okay, let me keep stirring. Over blood. That's your type, is OVER type.
Damn it.
You thought it was like B positive or whatever, but you're gonna have to edit your nerd document to be
Yeah.
correct.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
I really shouldn't have agreed to like work with those aliens to like modify my body. They said no, your blood type will stay the same. But
Yeah. That's what
I
they always
think,
say.
yeah, I think they had their tentacles crossed, but it's so hard to tell because there were so many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, over
More
blood.
about yeah, over blood. I don't like this. I'm willing to say fuck.
Yeah, it's it yeah, nah,
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is After Suffering, the show where we play bad games. You don't have to.
Gary, what is your blood type?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I bet you I could log on to my health portal. Oh, it sounds way cooler than it actually is. It sounds like I'm a Protoss unit. But yeah, chicken and Tasso health portal. That's about.
Am A positive.
I'm probably like the common one.
Yeah.
Like all of my stats are mutt stats, like generally.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, no, so go ahead.
I should probably know that.
Yeah. Oh. No, so this week we are talking about Overblood, which is a 1997 survival horror game by a studio whose name I cannot recall.
Yeah, it's a River Hill Soft.
Mm.
One contingent wanted to call it River Soft, and the other one wanted to call it Hill Soft. And
And then somebody came in and said, well, "Hey, we can make this win-win-win."
Yeah, exactly. Have I got a compromise for you?
Mm. Yeah, this is a Patreon demand by Jack, aka Chicken Riggies, who says, "Satirical Hex Crank stream worthy game for sure."
Yeah, this is I played this.
Oh, you have?
Did you play this? Yeah, I played this when I was younger.
No, I never played it. I know about it from its reputation. So like the factoid about this, the Doki Doki fact, is that this is the first survival horror game with a full 3D, the first console survival horror game with a full 3D environment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And survival horror, it's one of those like mixed genre games in a way that where you understand that that's kind of like a bad idea.
Yeah.
To do a lot of different genres badly.
Mm-hmm.
This does that.
Yes.
It's like mostly survival horror, but there's a lot of traditional adventure game elements. There's like there's a fighting engine.
Yeah.
Kind of in it. That's real garbo.
Yeah, it's super goofy.
Yeah. So yeah. It's doing that thing where it's like, why not be
¿Por qué no los
bad at everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you play as a guy. You play as a guy named Raz, who wakes up from a cryostasis in this lab that is full of, you know, genetic monstrosities. And you're trying to figure out how to get through this and learn about your identity with your good friend, the robot companion Peepo.
You also get another character at Millie Azray, which is Pig Latin for Raz, which I think one of the characters turns out to be Raz as well.
Huh.
I had this idea for introducing a new segment on this show that isn't going to be good.
Okay. That's never stopped us before.
It's not gonna be funny or anything either, but just that the part of the reason why I think that is the Will Hughes turned me on several months ago to the section on TV tropes of wild mass guessing.
I fucking hate that. I hate that so goddamn much.
We talked about it. So fucking annoying.
I don't know why I click on it. I really don't.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I think that but I was thinking like those are really annoying. It would be fun to go through those.
Yeah.
You know, when we do this, but this one has one of those. This game has a TV tropes and has a wild mass guessing. It's like right before the other Raz transforms, he says, "I was him. I was so close." Suggesting that he instead was the clone and the real Raz Carsey is the one you've been playing all along. That's why you're hidden far away from all the other clones deep inside the complex. Even though you have a memory, it is possible that he found some way to give you amnesia, which is a pretty common video game trope anyway.
Ugh.
So. But anywho.
Yeah, not a fan.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
The in Europe, instead of being Raz, you were called Lars.
I love that. Raz just doesn't translate to Europe.
Yeah, we don't know what Raz is.
Yeah.
You know?
And like weirdly, like what is it about Raz and Lars that makes them sound so similar? I don't.
That's the same vowel sound.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
That soft A.
Yeah.
And they both end with the plural.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Multiple ra.
Yeah. Yeah. the all Egypt Smash Brothers game mirror match.
Yeah. But yeah, this is super awkward. Super awkward to play in a way that survival horror from the early to mid 90s is exacerbated by the fact that they also couldn't decide if they wanted this to be first person or third person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another gameplay mode.
Yeah.
Kind of thing that where it's an awkward fit for it.
Yeah.
the biggest thing for this to me when I remember thinking this even as a kid, I never beat this as a kid, but I owned it, you know, and that's important because like at 17 or 18, everything I owned, I beat,
right.
Blood and Iron and Kingsfield 1, which like is a good game, but I was a kid and it was a weird game. But by placing this in a space station, that's a huge mistake. A big part of like horror games in general is kind of relatability and being able to understand, I think, the place you're at and kind of imagine yourself and what you do in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this, it's a cliche to do a space station horror game, but this 3D like level of fidelity and this type of space station, this kind of just featureless hallway thing, is so boring and hard to get invested in.
Yeah, like the best examples of space stations and horror go, you know, the creators go to great lengths to build and demonstrate empathy for, like, you know, humans living in that space.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, Alien is, you know, like that's a, you know, it's on a big spaceship or whatever, but like it feels like a blue collar, you know, it's like space trucking, you know.
Like, yeah, well, and Alien is 2 hours.
Oh yeah.
There's authorship over what you're seeing, so like if you're seeing, you know, if you're just in a bland hallway, you won't be for very long.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like if you want to see a good, you know, good space stations games are like System Shock. You know, like, you know, System Shock, where it's like, oh, you're on the recreational deck.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is how people lived. Or Tacoma, like, hey, this is how people live.
Yeah, or like, you know, like, you know, Dead Space, it alienates you by making everything serve the function of the station as opposed to serve the function of the people who are in it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Even though, like, I think Dead Space is like half and half.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you do, there are some areas that are interesting, but you do spend a lot of time just in corridors in that game too.
Yeah.
You know, there are other things to recommend Dead Space. It's not just that environment thing, but I playing this or replaying this for this and thinking about it, it made me think of that and like Blue Stinger as well, is one of the reason why, or even Dino Crisis, like one of the reasons why Resident Evil of those games is kind of like the king, is because you're just in a highly relatable place.
Yeah.
Like putting Resident Evil 1 in a mansion and putting Resident Evil 2 in a city, Resident Evil 2 and 3, right, is just like a real genius move.
Yeah.
To just like, you know, I understand how a mansion works. Like, oh, here's a bathroom. Like, here's a kitchen. Like, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's just so important to like feel like you're in an area that makes sense in a game, you know?
Yeah.
So like, and especially, and I think it really does like contribute to horror, you know, where you're just in a place that like makes sense. It just really helps with immersion, and immersion is really important for horror.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can only have so many things that are extraordinary in a horror story, right? Like there has to be, you know, overall the thing can be ungrounded, right? But like, you know, it is scary because, you know, it is all about, you know, how hostile even a small town can be when you're a kid, you know, like, you know, you have to have at least one or two elements that are grounded, again, to build that empathy, right? To, you know, to make it relatable so you can put yourself in those shoes, or to unlock a particular fear that you had elsewhere in your life, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like 100%.
Yeah.
You know, and the there's another point I was going to make about it's not just that you can only have so many outlandish elements. I also think that you can't do like featureless works really bad in horror if it's the norm.
Yeah.
Like featureness and void and kind of blandness can be weaponized for horror in a really, really clever, cool way. You know, if it's just like, what if, you know, you're in this area, like if in Resident Evil, when you go from the mansion to the sterile lab, it's a moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh shit, like this is a totally different tone. Like it's used to effect. Overblood only has that.
Yeah.
You know, it's all hallway.
Yes, it is all hallway. It is all shiny and chrome, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing that sticks out to me as a mistake is there is no reason why a survival horror game needs your character to duck or jump.
Yeah, yeah, that action hybridization of this doesn't really help.
Yeah, it just like it's singularly useless, and all that it did for me was make it so that my character would die of hypothermia because I didn't figure out, objects interact differently if you're standing up or ducking down.
Like yeah,
the entire,
which is really weird.
The entire first area is like Simon says Simon didn't say duck. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very frustrating.
Yeah.
I don't want to get us off this too much, but I had, because I had my array of Overblood tabs and I forgot that I had a Twitter tab open on the last one.
Okay,
I was clicking around, clicking over to, Nobody Died.
Okay.
Clicking over to, to flip through the game facts and stuff I had. And on Twitter, Clickhole just tweeted, maybe my favorite thing Clickhole's done, which is a pretty big deal, which is, did Sesame Street go too far with its episode where Ernie microwaves himself while the words "no lesson today" flash on the screen? Really good. That's really, really good. Do Does this usually go too far? Or is this just an innocent misstep?
No lesson.
They had no lesson today. I'm gonna make that my desktop backdrop. Even I've had the old monk from Demon Souls, like a really, really excellent like illustration of him as my backdrop, but like no lesson today is very good. Oh God.
Oh, it's a whole article. Oh yeah, man.
No lesson today is very, very special to me.
They've been killing it with Sesame Street stuff. Like that, I always love it when Onion related sites do that. Like, what is it? The Onion had a tweet or something. It was just an image recently when that one writer said like, "Oh yeah, Bert and Ernie are gay." Write them as if they're gay. Caused a huge controversy. Whatever, people are dumb. And the Onion came out and said, "Actually, no. Bert and Ernie." Jim Henson says Bert and Ernie aren't gay. They are depraved pansexual perverts.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No lesson today.
Very funny.
Oh, the image on that is very, very good.
Yeah.
Because Ernie, like, you can barely see him through the door.
Yeah. 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 It's a shadowy puppet in a microwave with gigantic yellow text. Oh, that's good.
Sorry.
That's good darkness, I gotta say.
Sorry, this episode can't just be me laughing at this. That is pitch perfect. Wow.
Yeah. Very, very, very good. I'm very happy to have this as my desktop to wake up every day and just look at, like, it's a good message. Nope.
Yep. Try again.
Well done. Well done, Clickhole.
So yeah, I didn't end up getting very, very far in this. Actually, I didn't get to any combat just because of how slow and hostile the opening is.
I'm interested to play more. You have to use like a guide.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, because the duck shit and like just knowing what you can interact with is a pain.
Yeah. So. I do like the idea of having a survival horror game where you can swap between different characters and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, and they use that to affect. And not in like a, well, I guess. Fuck, I just contradicted myself because I fucking hate Resident Evil Zero. I like the I like the promise of that.
It was gratifying when you came around on that game being bad.
Yeah, well,
I'm told you so, but I remember being like, that game sucks, and you being like, and kind of doing that, and then you played it and you're like, no, it does suck.
I only played it once, like back when I was in like the middle of a big long marathon of those in college, and I guess I had never stopped to like consider it, but yeah, no, that is a fucking shit show is what it is.
Yeah, it's definitely the worst. I think it's the worst mainline Resident Evil game pretty easily.
Oh yeah,
you know, other people are gonna say 6. I think it's way worse than 6.
Oh yeah,
like I can have a lot of fun with 6. I cannot have fun with Resident Evil 0 really. Yeah.
Anybody who would rank 6 below 5 is probably not worth listening to.
Yeah, no. And even 5 I think is a lot better than 0. Like,
yeah,
me and Derek really wanted to, I had this sense I really wanted to replay 5 like co-op, just because it's one of the only Resident Evils I've only played once. Like, most of them I played multiple times, and it is very fun co-op.
Yeah,
you know, like, it's not a good game necessarily, but it is very fun to play with somebody. But he bought it on Games for Windows Live, and now he doesn't have it anymore. It's just gone, and there's not a way to get it back.
Fuck, I hate that.
Yeah,
man,
it's you know, digital, like it's that was a big thing recently with iTunes pulling movies off their service.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, it's a shitty thing that's allowed.
Yeah.
So.
Oh well. No. But I'm curious about this. Like Overblood is not fun. I didn't have a lot of fun playing it, but I'm like, oh, there's probably some weird batshit stuff hidden behind all this obtuseness.
There's cool monsters, if I remember.
Yeah.
There's a couple cool monster designs that like are effective, and a couple good scares, if I recall. Like, I think I got like fairly like where the equivalent of getting into the lab would be if it was a Resident Evil game.
Yeah.
I got like very close to the end game when I was younger.
Does it, do you like go down an elevator and it opens up inside a mansion?
into a gas station, you know, into like a real environment? No.
Yeah.
Sadly, no. Can we talk about this protagonist, this model?
We really ought to. The most abject suffering thing about my experience with this was when he pulled up his profile and it shows his naked body with no dick.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It got froze off.
Yeah. It's one of those things. It's a side effect you have to accept when you prolong your life with cryostasis. You know, you live for longer. However, Ken doll, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You can live.
You just smooth up front. You know.
Yeah.
like Pizza Boy from Tim and Eric.
But yeah, I really enjoy this guy's whole steez, his whole look. That goatee is extremely overstated. It's a little bit like he went through like a breeding morpher program kind of thing. So let's say Barry from Resident Evil and Vamp from Metal Gear Solid is kind of the two constituent parts of this guy.
Well, it's like it's a full beard. It's not a goatee. It's just really pointy.
Yeah.
Like it goes up his sideburns and stuff. Like it is a full beard. I'm pulling up just to make sure I'm not misremembering that. But I remember, yeah, it's like Barry, but if his beard was incredibly pointy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's got like a real case of Brett Gelman chin going on.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. This actually does look like Brett Gelman a little bit.
He's got the receding hairline and stuff. Yeah, Brett Gelman is a very talented man.
Oh yeah, he's super funny. Yeah. You know, he looks like the guy from Overblood. Somebody's got to say it. Wait, so somebody, you can get a skin of this guy for Minecraft.
Oh fun,
because you want to play as Rat. Like this game has a fandom, like just the fact that it has a TV Tropes and a wiki to itself, you know, makes me understand like somebody really likes this shit.
Yeah, well I think that that is stoked by the fact that the sequel never came to America as well.
Yeah,
so then all of a sudden, you know, you have something that creates potential energy for a fandom like that to develop.
Weirdly enough, Overblood Peepo Rule 34 does not come up with anything. But there is a Vivo video called Peepo 10 Years Later. So, like, the Overblood reunion. We can learn more about Peepo, I guess.
What the fuck is that doing on Vivo?
I don't know. It's actually on YouTube.
Okay.
Peepo Vivo is the channel. Oh, Peepo is a kid named Peepo.
Huh.
It's a kid who doesn't know how to play guitar.
Okay.
So he's playing shitty guitar. Oh. This is like a tweeny bopper, you know, the like teens making music for teens kind of thing.
Okay.
Like Lil Xan.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that, but with a guy named Peepo.
Yeah, he does not have a Wikipedia though, so
he's not, and he's not the robot.
He's nothing to me.
Boy, yeah.
what are you seeing?
It's like him and he's wearing the top of a tuxedo with jeans.
Okay.
Like playing, he plays all the instruments, so they keep switching to Peepo in different outfits. playing different outfits, and there's all these teen girls around him with gigantic butts. Like the song talks about their big butts.
Okay.
So there's all these teens with big butts, and they're all dancing and fainting and like grinding on him and stuff.
Huh.
And a bunch of them are dressed like they're in Pearl Jam. So that was Peepo's fantasy he got to make come true.
Yeah.
So
weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And according to Raiden the Mortal on YouTube, this is their new favorite song.
Cool. So
good job, Raiden the Mortal. whose backdrop on their channel is a really badly cropped Black Panther logo from the movie, where you can't read it. It looks like Black DA. VTUCD. And so good job, YouTube.
Yeah. Very strange.
Yeah. Wrong Peepo. Wrong Peepo died.
Yeah. The big meme about this is obviously something terrible happens to Peepo, because he is the pet in this situation. But yeah, everybody makes a big deal about the main character, Brett Barry, screaming, Peepo.
Do you think when they start making robots that can do pet shit, they should make it so you're glad when they die instead of sad?
Oh yeah. I mean, if they have a chance, if they have a chance to do that.
Yeah. Like, cause like, so like Roombas are kind of cute, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all love DJ Roomba. And like every time I've seen, you know, the Roomba that's hungry and Arrested Development, like Roombas are kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like they should balance that out. So like they fart all the time.
Oh yeah.
And then when they die, it's like, oh, I need to, you know, that sucks. I'm kind of happy though that Roomba died, because everywhere it vacuumed, it left, you know?
Yeah. Or just, you know, just make it slightly racist.
Yes. Yeah. Like it carves, you know, like racist terms into the floor. They're not the, like, you know, well-used ones, you know, not like the forbidden, like Voldemort racist terms, but they put in things like Mick, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's just like Guido. Who's Guido? Oh, God damn it. Roomba. Like,
you're going behind it with like a Mr. Clean magic eraser.
Yeah, or you just get, then they sell another Roomba. That's the SJ Roomba that like goes around and fixes it.
No, it's okay. So you're thinking small. And so it's okay. it's a regular Roomba, right?
Okay.
That, you know, carves discredited racial terms into your floor. Mm-hmm. However, it stops doing that if you pay a subscription. Everything has to be about subscription. It is recurring monthly revenue. Hey.
And instead of a description, it's to pay to bring your Roomba to a sensitivity workshop.
Oh, shit.
So it's a monthly charge, but you bring that in, and then all the Roombas are sitting in a classroom in a row. It's extremely and there's like a tired-looking professor up front who's just explaining that there's a cultural context behind our words. Like, yes, mm-hmm. they're only words, but they have additional power because of the weight of history.
Yeah, explaining why Polish jokes. You know, not necessarily the preferred mode of communication right now.
What they imply, you know, what they imply and like how that could be hurtful. You know, imagine if you were Polish, like imagine if you were a Polish Roomba,
mm-hmm.
you know, like which I imagine is like a Roomba with a backwards B or something. But like, yeah, like imagine if you were that, you know, or the other way they could do this is like, you can have that fee, or it could be every house comes with a racist Roomba. But then if you pay to buy a Roomba, they just install like a patch, you know, they do some new firmware that makes your Roomba, like, instead, like when you wake up, like it writes, you know, grape, or it teaches you a language, you know, like in your carpet, like it doesn't clean the part that says like, you know, ovo, egg, you know? And it's like, oh, cool, Roomba, you know, thanks.
You're helping me grow as a person, Roomba.
Yeah. Cause like Roombas as they are, they don't really do shit.
And I mean, they just kind of like they go in a line until they hit something and then they turn. Like it's pretty basic. I think that there's a lot of there's a lot of room to grow here.
Yeah, a lot of Roomba.
A lot of Roomba to grow.
Now that I have a confident cat,
mm-hmm.
I would like to get one of those hardwood floor Roombas.
Oh yeah,
because you know doing that to Rory's would be terrible, but Pocket would probably like it. And the irony is that now I can't afford it because I'm in a house with these floors.
Oh yeah.
So it's a goal eventually. Cause I hate cleaning
mm-hmm.
and any of that I can outsource to a racist robot. I will.
No, I have not, in my new place, I have not put the Roomba on the uncarpeted floor just yet.
Yeah. He hasn't moved yet.
No, he's still in his box.
Isn't it kind of weird that they never tried to make like a transmedia thing with Roombas? Because they do sound like a Saturday morning cartoon. Like there's ones for the land, there's ones for water.
Yeah.
You know, like it seems like they could have like different powers. Like Roomba Force could really be a pretty good Saturday morning cartoon.
It really, really could. And they solve different kind of debris related problems.
Crimes. Yeah.
Debris related crimes.
You know, and then there's like an evil Roomba that just like all it does is sweep up evidence. You know,
it's just full of knives and blood.
Yeah, the villain
shell casings.
His accomplice, and it's got a little mustache on the front, and it just goes through and sucks up blood samples and, you know, footprints and stuff. And then, you know, like the good Roomba is like put a hair and put it by a door so you can see if the door opens.
Ooh.
And then after they leave, the evil Roomba just goes from off screen very slowly and just sucks up the hair.
I need to find somebody who has
or like what the villain drops a notepad on the ground, and then it's a stack shot of the notepad, and then the good Roomba comes and rolls over it, and it's like he rubbed a pencil on it.
Yeah, he's got a pen.
After the Roomba comes over it, it shows the impression of the address. Roomba Force is a good idea. We could make this a hit. I bet you we could have upwards of like 900 subscribers on YouTube with a small investment of about $900.
A dollar per sub? Fuck yeah!
Yeah, probably, yeah. You know, I really feel like this could go place. I think it's a funny idea.
That's what I call an ROI.
Yeah.
So first off, I have no idea what happens when you have two Roombas in the same room. I don't know if they acknowledge each other.
They like one of them gets twice as big. It's like it's like the beginning of Spore.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like Flo. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Flo. So until eventually your carpet is just a Roomba, and you get out of bed and then you're standing on a Roomba that just kind of vibrates against the walls.
No,
and you gotta get
on top of it. It's carrying your house down the road.
Yeah, and to clean it, you have to get kind of like parasitic, you know, Roombas that can put on top of it. They have this kind of a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think Roomba Force TM TM TM.
Yeah, I think Roomba Force is a good idea.
Mm.
And like there could be like maybe the way it starts is like there's a precocious kid and his mom has like a vacuum, like it's a Roomba with like a stick on it, you know, mm-hmm. and like the kid breaks it on accident and then the Roomba goes and solves like a crime. Like it comes and like leaves the house and the kid's all worried because he lost his mom's Roomba and his mom's getting really mad.
Yeah.
And then he comes back and the Roomba is dragging like two guys in striped shirts by their wrists.
Oh, yeah.
Into the house, you know.
Yeah, and you look behind them, and they've got like empty bags that have dollar signs on it. There's just a big trail of money.
Yeah, and the Roomba just coughs up all the money into a bank, into a savings account for the kid.
It's like a Robin Hood kind of thing.
Yeah, Roomba Hood.
Roomba Hood.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake, man.
No, I think this is legitimately a good idea.
No, we're giving away gold as a thing. We can't publish this.
Yeah. Now, this episode is going to be mostly redacted.
just going to be classical gas.
Just you loop you laughing about the microwave thing just for 30 minutes, and then the episode ends.
Bon, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, boy. Man. Yeah.
Can you, like, Roombas, they probably would break if you stand on them, but, like, a kid could probably put a Roomba on each foot and stand on it and go do something, right?
So the thing that they don't tell you about Roombas is they are very finicky. They require very specific conditions to, you know, to function just right. So even if like a toddler stood on one of them, it would go beep boop beep boop. Warning, error code 5.
Yeah. I wonder if there. Do you think there are like Roomba like enhancement or modification forums?
I'm positive.
There has to be, right? Like if there are for Nerf guns.
When you open up your Roomba, so when you get one of those, like one of the first things that you see is like this entire thing is open source. The software is online. Blah blah blah. I assure you, there are Roomba hackers.
I'm looking at 10 years of Roomba hacks from Magic Marker Art to Combat. It seems like there have been quite a lot of. Here's this Roomba is a MIDI player.
Demo of the Roomba MIDI app. Little
stop talking.
Not playing like so.
Music.
Pretty neat.
That's weird.
Hmm.
Yeah. Did that come through?
Yeah. Played the Mario theme song. Yeah.
He's got it hooked up to a keyboard. So he's like he's made it so you can modify the beeps that the Roomba makes into different tones.
Huh. And he's got it does play little tones. Has little voice samples inside of it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. No, awesome. I mean, I would like to download like alternative voice packs for it. You know, like, you can get like Bob Dylan reading your GPS, right?
Yeah. I am a stare. Yeah. this guy programmed a series of Roombas to be Pac-Man. There are light dots on the floor that the Roombas follow, and there are ghost Roombas that chase the Pac-Man Roomba.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, this is all pretty. This is like, you know, I'm pretty in favor of all of this content.
Usually, when like you know, it's like blank hacking or whatever, it's asinine. That actually sounds kind of good.
Yeah. This is actually this is awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. Man, now I feel bad. I need to get my Roomba out of that box. It's got so many eyes, Gary.
Yeah, it's extremely sad.
Yeah.
You know, unless you want to do some crimes.
Which
case. So you got to keep it in the box.
Yeah.
You know, keep that room on ice.
Just in the middle of Magneto's cell.
Yeah. Just like the man comes to break him out. They like add some dirt to the man's boot, you know,
that so follows him out.
Yeah. He follows him out. Put dirt on your boot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you took that cue direction, because I was like literally nanoseconds away from saying your Roomba is going to solve the case of the missing load that pulled up on his carpet.
The missing load. Missing load. Why is there a cum shot on the back of my couch?
Yeah. Who stole all the loads?
Gary, I think we're coming up on time.
Yeah, we gotta go so you can go to volleyball. Right. And I've got stuff to do as well.
The saga of Cole going to the middle school volleyball game.
Yep. Who can you remind me who suggested this?
So this was Jack, aka Chicken Riggies.
Oh yeah, Chicken Riggies from Slack as well, and Duckstream.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Jack
refers to a food. we were very gobsmacked. It came up during our branch of Duckstream last year, and we were just like, chicken riggies. Or I think it was 2016. I think it was the year before last.
It was, yeah.
So yeah, he's been with us for a while. So thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Jack. And thanks for hanging out in the chat during Hexcrank and stuff. Your contributions are always very welcome.
Thanks for hanging out in general, being a part of the community.
Yeah. This was also put in the suggestion box by Matt.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
Yeah.
Cool. We appreciate it very much. If you like the show, if you want to be able to dictate an episode, you can do so by going to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. That mm-hmm. is our reward tier. You can also guest on episodes. You get extra episodes, lots of After Suffering content, and lots of content for other shows as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And tell your friends. It is the main way that this show grows is word of mouth. And don't fucking steal Roomba Force from us, okay?
No. That's the main thing you can do to help the network, because that's going to be our nest egg.
Yeah, that's our ticket out of this town.
Yeah, we're gonna retire from podcasting to make Saturday morning cartoons
supervise this, to be creative supervisors. To make,
I mean, really, we can do that
to make sure that they get the moral right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and we can do that. We could retire to make the cartoon, or we could retire to become private eyes with Roombas.
See, that's the thing.
You though. And I with an individual Roomba, like I, customize them. They're each of our partners, and
I you're a loose cannon, Cole Roomba.
Yeah. Oh.
Would they look like us?
It depends. Like, I would like to, I would probably paint mine as like a precocious kid detective.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, that's how I personify my Roomba, but yours could be like Cole Jr.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you've ever wanted to have a son.
My son eats dirt.
Yeah, well, who does it? You can also rate and review the show. That's very useful.
Mm-hmm.
And until next time, who is Room Dog?